Again, so the Gemara asks the question is, a mincha saima that's being brought, even though it itself is a loss of tea, pishas, you're bringing it, and l'chura, you want to say it's being marked as something, what do you say on shviyas, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the Kiva says, svicha ma'asurim b'shviyas, so the mincha saima that's being brought on Shemitah is not being marked or anything, even though it itself is loss, so you're allowed to bring it. So maybe I would have thought to say, here din, you could bring a tray for korban. Oh, Malay Ravaka Barab and Ravashi, the Rabbi Kiva, not even according to Rabbi Kiva. Lufas Luke asks a question like this, that the Mala Mincha Saima, even on Shemitah and Shavias, when they bring the Mincha, still, Shekein Materas Chodesh Pechutz Loretz, that it's Mate Chodesh even the Chutz Loretz. So a Koponim is doing something, the Oymer is being Mate something, that's why you're allowed to bring it. Mashenka, the Trefa is not being Mate of anything, you can't bring an animal that's a Trefa. The Mor says v'afilu l'man diyama that chodesh b'chutz loretz lav the yiraisa, even if you want to say according to man diyama that chodesh in chutz loretz is no wisdom in the yiraisa of chodesh, so the chur is not being matir anything on shemitah shekein bo lahatir lav shebetoicha, still is coming to be matir the lav betoichai, meaning on this mincha seimer itself, that is a lav on this mincha seimer, it itself is chodesh. Still, when you bring it, it's matter that you're allowed to eat the shirayim of it. So whoever eats the shirayim of it, he's not over the yitzah of chodesh. True, he's over the yitzah of shviyas maybe, but our koponim, it's matter the yitzah of chodesh on this mincha same itself. So since in the mincha it's being matter something, therefore it's a matter, therefore we let her bring it. Mashenka and treifa does nothing. And this is the machlokes of chodesh is noig and chutzlos and midirayis or not. We'll have more about it later on in the mesechta. And that's the shayla b'zman hazeh, if chodesh is noig here in America, there are some people that are machmir that hold that's noig even chutz loretz. The others hold no, it's not noig in chutz loretz. It's only mid rabbonin. On the top to say chodesh is only yosef mid rabbonin in chutz loretz. Then there are matirim to say that mid rabbonin is only yosef the lands right outside Eretz Yisrael, but not so far away like America. In America, there would not be any yisah chodesh. So more yes, if so. Oh, Malay Ravacha Medifta Ravina Yochi, if so, Treifa Nami Takriv, even an animal that's a Treifa also should be kosher to be brought for Korban. Vitarte Lav Shabbatechoi, let's say it's being matter its own lav, there's a lav of Treifa not eat it, but if you bring it for Korban, maybe it should be matter its own lav. How do I know to say Treifa can't come? Just like a Minchas Leima could come, and it's matter its own lav, so maybe if you bring an animal that's a Treifa, it'll be matter its own lav. In other words, that's where I need a pasuk to say you cannot bring a treifa for a korban. Because without the pasuk, I would have thought to say you could bring a treifa for a korban. I eat treifa as a lav, but if you bring it for a korban, maybe you'd be matir its own lav. Just like the minchas haimer is be matir its own lav of chodesh, maybe an animal that's a treifa, if you'd bring it for a korban, also would be matir its own lav. So maybe that's where I need the pasuk to teach me that a treifa is possible for a korban. So Mara says true. El Aparachach, it is the question. Ma'ala min chesayma, shekei mitzvah sevikach. I think it came enough for the min chesayma. Min chesayma, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring from Chodesh the new crop. You can't do it any other way. You're not going to bring the min chesayma from Yoshin, from the old crop. It has to be from the new crop. And therefore, since it's the Yev Shebin Yenachar, that's why it's muta. Ma'ashenke the treifa, there's no mitzvah adapted to bring an animal that's a treifa. Avad, you could bring an animal that's not a treifa. So since there's no mitzvah to bring a treifa, avada, that's his kasha. So I would know without a gzeras akasa that he can't bring a treifa for a net for a korban. So what do I need the pasuk for? So Mara says, Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish says, the answer is like this. You know why I need a pasuk to say that a treifa is possible for a korban? Mishum diiklamema, I could say, mi pita makhtaris yachiyach. Let me learn from pita makhtaris that what? Shosa lehejit. It's also for hejit to make this type of a khtaris. This pitam akteris, el muta l'gvoya, but you're allowed to do it l'gvoya. So Mora says, l'mafate, in Pashim means the one that makes up the kateris, is sa'atei gavru, tenis upon the gavra. It has nothing to do with the mizbeach. So Mora says, l'mit to say, pitam akteris means the burning of the kateris, yachiyach. Shosel hejit, a regular person cannot burn the kateris, but el muta l'gvoya, on the gvoya you're allowed to. If you see something that's also for hejit, it's mutta to do on Gvoya. So Mara says also, we also is different, I'll tell you. Ma'al pita makhtaris, shekei mitzvah sebekach. That's good for the mitzvah. The Torah gives you mitzvah to bring this pita makhtaris. So you can't bring any proof But if this is muta, our keteris also would be, our trifle would be muta. Avad lamaisir, this is the mitzvasa bekach. The Rashi says it's mitzvasa bekach with pitam akteris, sheyef shalahakr of temidim umasofim, elaboy bayoin, you have to bring the pitam akteris that day, you have to burn the insides that day. Avatreif, efshe b'ksheira, who says you have to bring an animal that's a treifa? Bring an animal that's a ksheira. So again, there's no half a minute to say that you would be able to bring a treifa for a korban. So back to the car question, what do I need a min haboko lamato? Let's get a treifa, pshita. Samara says, ma bread ravina mar mishum dik lameima shabbos techiach. The mitzvah shabbos, the what? Shasur lehedyit. A hedyit cannot make a shchit on shabbos, can't burn meat on shabbos. Omateras legvoya, but still you're allowed to bring kabonis on shabbos. You see, it's mutl legvoya, something that's also for hedyit. Samara says also no. I tell you, malas shabbos, shken hutra mekloloi, eitz a hedyit b'mila. There is a mole, a certain mitzvah that's mutter even for hedyit to do on Shabbos. The mitzvah's mila. But yom hashmini becomes it on Shabbos, you're allowed to be doicha Shabbos with the mila. So therefore, you're allowed to be doicha the mitzvah of karbonos also on Shabbos. But you have no proof for a treifa. A treifa is never hutra. So Morris says, oto mila tzarech hedyitu is a mila ksidra tzarech hedyit, mila mitzvah. Mila is also a mitzvah. It's only for purpose of gevoya a mila. So if so, I have a proof from Shabbos that Shabbos is not hutra lehedyit. Still for gevoyet hutam. So maybe I would think to say a treifa also, even though it's also lehedyit, but maybe it should be muta legvoya. So Moses again, no. Elamala Shabbos came at tzvasa bekach. You can't learn from the fact that you can bring karbonos on Shabbos because you have to bring the korban today. You have to bring temidim ha'masafim. The temidim ha'masafim could only be brought on boy bayom on Shabbos. But this Rashi said before, Pitim Uteris is Rashi is talking about now. Not before Pitim Uteris. It's also the Kach means Pitim Uteris was before. You have to bring the Pitim Uteris every single day. Here Rashi means, but on Shabbos also, she asked for the Akrav to meet with Masaf and Elaboy. You could only bring the Tumid on Shabbos, or the Masaf is Shabbos on Shabbos. It has to be brought on Shabbos. So why does Mitzvot of the Kach, you cannot learn that on Treifa from Shabbos. So back to the Kasha, what do we need a Pasuk for that Treifa is also? Tomorrow says, Rav Ado, Bar Ava, Omar, Mishum Dikla Memekot. You could say like this, Klayim Tachiyach. You could say that Yisra Klayim is the proof. Shasurim Lehedyit, it's also for Hedyit, or Muta Ligvaya, but it's Muta Ligvaya. But it's also for a person to wear a beggar shal shatnis. You can't wear a beggar that has Klayim on it, but still Ligvaya is Muta, Rashi says, Avneta shal Koyin, the Avnet, the Garatol, the belt that a Koyin wore, was made out of Klayim. Zilachor Klayim in Isser is Huta Ligvaya. So maybe Treif is also Huta Ligvaya. Samar says no. Ma'al Klayim, Klayim is different. Shekain Hutra Miklolam Eitzel Hedya B'Titzis. That by Titzis we know the Mitzis Essay of Titzis is Echaloysa Say of Klayim. Therefore, since Klayim is Hutra Lehedyit, that's why it's Huta Ligvaya. Ma'ashenkin Treif is never Huta Lehedyit. Maybe it's not Huta Ligvaya. Samar says, Otto Titzis, Sarach Hedyati Mitzvi. Is tzitzis that the klayim is huta by tzitzis? Is that called the tzarech hedyit? No, it's a mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah, it's never considered the klayim is huta lehedyit. It's only huta legvoya. That's the avamina. Just like klayim is muta legvoya, maybe treif would also be muta legvoya. So Mar says, it's a question like this. Elamala klayim, again, shemitzvah se dekach. There's the mitzvah dekach, means Rashi says, zeras akostiv. Shloi avnet ela shoklayim. The Yavnet has to be Shaklayim. So therefore, here it's Mutta Legvoya. But then Echonami, Treifa, that does not have to be from a Treifa, you have no proof to say of Yehutra. So back to the Kasha, what do we need a Pasuk for to say Minabokar? Loyti as a Treifa, Pshita. What's the Havamina to bring a Treifa for a Korban? Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.